Hello again, and welcome to the April 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your host, Marv Pikla. And this month, I want to share a few thoughts and some examples of actions that come to mind whenever you hear the age-old challenge, "Well, if I ever get the chance, I would." Yes, I believe you all know what I mean by that statement. You've heard it a million times before. If I ever get the chance, I would do something better. I would do something more quickly. I would maybe not forget some details, or maybe add on something to a project that I really didn't complete. And I believe that in all of your lifetimes, you've generated a long list of examples that are probably high quality. But today, I want to use this historic statement as kind of a gateway for driving different forms of professional development and have some real doable actions that may help you put positive and progressive meaning behind the words every time you say them. So, let me share a few, if I ever get the chance, I will, examples. The first one, as a promise, I would like to share is if I ever get the chance, I will lead with an open door. I will lead with an open door. What do I mean? I mean that as a leader, be sure to keep your office door open, physically, mentally, and operationally. Many times during my career, I've witnessed and experienced dealing with leaders who lead with a closed door policy. People who want and need to have that opportunity to see you need an appointment all the time. And quickly, you become labeled as unapproachable about any issue, good or bad. And these missed opportunities to communicate are just that. They're missed opportunities, and maybe opportunities of a lifetime, because you are leading with a closed door. A second promise. If I ever get the chance, I will try extra hard to communicate because everybody matters. If I get the chance, I will try hard to communicate because everybody matters. Why? Because as the leader, everybody does matter. In every organization and in every professional relationship, good, quality, consistent communication is key. It builds trust, eliminates misinformation, and ensures like a high level of confidence going both ways. Don't ever let the grapevine be wiser than your communication mainline. Remember that. My next promise would read, if I ever get the chance, I will dissolve hiding places, professional hiding places. I'll dissolve them. What does that promise specifically mean? Well, I think of all the opportunities that are missed when somebody hides behind thoughts and concepts like, well, we've never done a project like that before. The boss always says no to me whenever I have an idea. The rules and regulations probably won't allow it. We would never get a group together to support it, or we don't have enough money. All of these statements represent professional hiding places to a leader. And unfortunately, you will get the chance to positively take on this promise area. So take away the professional hiding spots every day. Every day. The last, if I ever get the chance, promise I'd like to share with you today is if I ever get the chance, I will teach by making the topic live. I believe great, true learning happens when the topic can be taken personally and become live to everybody you're talking to. Whether you use a visual explanation, a real-life example, or create a practicing model of your concept, offering this truest form of experience-based learning is a wonderful promise way to make learning live for everyone. I guess the bottom line for this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast message is to listen to your own advice and don't just say the self-challenging words, "If I ever get the chance, I will." Keep the professional development promises you are making and lead with an open door. Communicate effectively because everybody matters. Dissolve professional hiding places and teach by making the topic live. I can tell you, keeping these promises has helped me, and I hope they will help you too. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk more next month.